kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Harap sa kulangan ng mga supply ng karne, prutas at gulay ang mga merkado dahil nga dumarami sa mga empleyado ng supermarket tulad na lamang ng mga truck drivers ang nagpositibo sa COVID-19 o maaring natukoy bilang close contact ng isang positibong kaso. Sa halip na makapagtrabaho sila po ay napapwersang mag-isolate at bahagi din ng problema ay wala silang access sa rapid antigen test dahil sa kakulangan ng supply nito sa Australia. Nanawagan ngayon ang mga food distributors ng tulong sa gobyerno upang maayos ang sitwasyon at nakatakda ding baguhin ng pambansang gabinete ang mga batas ukol sa pag-isolate. Narito ang mga detalye sa ulat ni Deborah Growark na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Pahirapan simula nitong nakarang linggo ang supply ng pagkain sa merkado. Karamihan kasi sa mga empleyado ay nagpositibo sa COVID-19 o natukoy bilang close contact. Dahil dito malaki ang pressure sa supply chain ng mga producer at supermarket. Umabot sa 40% ang kakulangan ng manggagawa sa industriya ng dairy sa gitna ng pagtaas ng mga COVID cases. Kabilang sa mga apektado ang mga magsasaka at supply chain ayon kay Australian Dairy Products Federation's President Grant Crothers.
The worst case scenario is that milk doesn't get picked up off farm and the farmer has got 300 cows he's got to milk tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. What's he going to do? He's got to dump his milk.
Inamin din ni Jeanette Banksky, direktor ng Woolworth Supermarket, na maging sila ay apektado din dito.
Currently, we have over 20% of our distribution team absent and over 10% of our store team absent. And how that's playing out in stores for our customers is dependent on the time of day that they visit our stores. They may see some empty shelves of certain products. It's having an enormous impact on our team, of course, for those that do turn up. We are short-staffed. But our customers are doing an amazing job at the moment of only shopping what they need, and we'd really like to thank them for that.
May mga alala din sa supply ng mga bakuna. Samantala, binatikos ni Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese ang kakulangan sa aksyon ng kasalukuyang pamahalaan.
This is happening in the third year of a pandemic. So working people have made incredible sacrifices and have stepped up. The trade union movement sat down and made compromises and gave up conditions in the short term that they relied upon in order to keep the economy going. They did their part of the bargain. The federal government, led by Scott Morrison, has not done its part of that bargain.
Samantala, nagdaos ng pagpupulong si Prime Minister Scott Morrison sa mga industriya sa pagnanais na masolusyonan ang kakulangan sa mga manggagawa at supply. Aniya, aasahan talaga ang mga ganitong sitwasyon sa gitna ng isang pandemya.
That's what riding this wave of COVID means, with so many cases appearing every day and that expected to continue until its peak. This will have an obvious impact right across our supply chains. Now that's to be expected with a serious escalation in the cases that we've seen. And that will of course have impacts, and it's important that we continue to problem solve right across all of these areas, be it in transport, healthcare, aged care, as we've already been doing.
Sa New South Wales, naglabas ng exemption ang pamahalang estado para sa mga essential workers na naka-isolate o mga close contact ng positibong kaso. Sa nasabing exemption, papahintulutan ang mga manggagawa na bumalik sa trabaho kung wala silang sintomas at nakonsidera bilang essential sa serbisyo. Tinanggap naman ng supermarket na kagaya ng Woolworths ang desisyon na ito.
We welcome the decision by the government and the exemption that was announced. That will continue to help us to ensure that we have supply of the essential products on our shelves for our customers when they do shop in our stores.
Kaugnay nito, balak ng pamahalaang federal na palawakin ang nasabing pagbabago kung saan papalawakin nila ang mga bilang ng industriyang maaring magpatupad na hindi gaanong strictong isolation requirement. Ngunit kakailanganin pa rin ang isang negatibong rapid antigen test para sa mga empleyado pagkatapos ng isang exposure. Hindi lamang nahaharap sa kakulangan ng pagkain at manggagawa ang bansa, ngunit kamot-ulo din ang ilang industriya dahil sa kakulangan ng mga rapid antigen test, ayon sa National Farmers Federation President na si Fiona Simpson.
I really think that people wouldn't have thought we'd be here again now. I do think people would think generally that we may have learnt and we may have been able to do some of this strategic planning as, you know, we were going through the Delta variant and we knew what was coming ahead of us through what was happening globally. And so it is disappointing that we do find ourselves in this position again under extreme pressure.
Panawagan ni Prablin Dua mula sa Knox Business Group na kailangang aksyonan ito ng pamahalaan.
The shipping lines have raised their charges. The containers that used to come here from Asia, say, for $1,000 USD, I have myself paid $10,000. That is just not, that's not right. We need the government to step in here and assist us and talk to these shipping lines and help us so we can make sure that the food, at least of everything that is needed, food does not run out.
Samantala, isa din sa problema ang kinakaharap ng farming industry ay ang pantay na presyo para sa mga dairy farmers. Pag-amin ni Joe Bradley, nahihirapan ang kanilang industriya dahil hindi sapat ang binabayad sa kanila.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And you know, I've watched generation farmers who have felt that somehow they're a failure because their dad made it work and their granddad made it work, but they can't make it work. But they're not a failure. It's just this bloody system where, as I said, we're getting paid less for our milk than we were 20 years ago.
Ilan lamang ito sa kinakaharap na krisis ng ating bansa ngayon sa gitna ng pandemya. Patuloy tayong umaasa na sa lalong madaling panahon ay mabibigyan ng solusyon ang mga kinakaharap na problema.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.